Oh, he doesn't want to come down and listen to the BS.
Yeah.
No. We will convene the fighting. First Friday we've ever met, July 9th, Ways and Means Public Safety Subcommittee meeting, and we will convene a work session on Senate Bill 5548. We will have a report from staff.
This bill is coming back because there is a proposed adjustment to it. The proposal is that the subcommittee moves to reconsider the bill as it was moved out yesterday. I put before you a revised Senate Bill 5548 appropriation summary. The idea here, if you look under the State Commission on Children and Families square, right above the subtotal early childhood ads, you will see alignments of additional state support costs. Yesterday, when you approved this budget, that number was at $438,386. There were three positions and 2.5 FTEs that were included there. What has been added to this mix is the next box under the commission's budget, and that is the Oregon Economic Development Department Arts Commission funding for the Arts Reaching Youth Program in the amount of $300,000. This program received $450,000 in the last budget period. It wasn't funded in the governor's budget recommendation, but the proposal is that it be funded as part of this package, as part of the $5.5 million that is allocated in this budget towards that.
I move that we reconsider the vote by which we sent Senate Bill 5548 to the full Ways and Means.
Representative Mannix moves that we accept back and reconsider the vote by which we sent Senate Bill 5548 to the full committee. I need a representative. You're all witness to a historic event. Hopefully our first and last Friday meeting of Ways and Means Public Safety Club.
Right. Saturday.
And you're welcome to come to our Saturday meeting if you care. Okay, Representative Mannix has moved we accept back and reconsider Senate Bill 5548. Any discussion? Any dissension? Seeing none, so ordered.
I move that we modify Senate Bill 5548 for the staff explanation with the movement of the $300,000 in funds to the Arts Reaching Youth Program.
Representative Mannix has moved the amend Senate Bill 5548 to include staff recommendation moving the $300,000 to the Arts Reaching Youth Program. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Gordon.
I will provide a courtesy vote this afternoon to move this forward. I am uncomfortable with the $300,000 addition, which is coming from general funds. That's my understanding. I believe that there are other priorities that could be targeted with those same general funds. For example, a little call on yesterday, I raised the issue of the mental health allocation with the Oregon Youth Authority, and also raised the issue of prevention and how we are funding the Youth Authority to deal with the preventive piece of their program. And in my view, we have not done enough in those categories. I'm sure that the Oregon Arts program is one that has merit. I don't have a great deal of familiarity with that program other than the information that has been presented to us this afternoon, and this is really not a lot of time to study the information and become more comfortable with it. But for those reasons, I will provide a courtesy vote that I may not vote for this on the floor.
Senator Gordley. I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate your cooperation very much.
Any further discussion or questions?
Representative Merritt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm supporting this cautiously. I think that the documentation we have and the information I've had previously about the arts-reaching youth program is positive. I have the same concerns that Senator Gordley has about prioritization. One thing I catch myself on is that I remind myself that actually sometimes opening up the creative spirit may be one of the best ways to help engage a young person. And with that in mind, I'm willing to give this a shot. I would say that this reduction in funding compared to last time is a little less opportunity than before, but I'm hoping that the next session will bring forth some success stories about how this has opened up the spirit of some young people and helped them to be engaged in other fruitful endeavors. But I do approach it with caution.
Appreciate your comments,
Representative Maddox. Any further discussion?
Okay, Representative Mannix says move we amend Senate Bill, Senate Bill 5548 to include the helpful recommendation to include $300,000 for the Arts Reaching Youth Program. Any further discussion? Any objections to the motion?
Seeing none, so
ordered. Representative having been made, I move that we again send out Senate Bill 5548 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Mannix has moved Senate Bill 5548 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections?
Again, thank you very much, Senator.
For at least seeing none. House Bill 5548 is moved as amended. It's moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. We will now end the work session on Senate Bill 5548 and open the work session on Senate Bill 555.
Chairman? Let's have a staff report.
Oh, all right.
You have before you a packet of information on Senate Bill 555. We had public hearings on this last month. This is the juvenile crime prevention measure.
And time out. Bob, would you like to come up and explain yourself publicly on the record or just stand there and be embarrassed?
In another week, it'll be all right.
Yeah. It's time to go home, folks. I guess that was a subtle hint.
There are two amendments that I have attached to my memo. The A16 amendment revised the scope and the focus of the performance audit that's in the AIM Gross Bill now. This is a performance audit that is to be done by the legislative fiscal officer over the next two biennium with a report to the Legislative Assembly during the 01-03 biennium. And then the A-22 amendments had language regarding the existing funding streams in the Commission on Children and Families, primarily to tie these to the local comprehensive plan. Then I have additional special fiscal amendments, which I have outlined there. Basically, what this does on the last two pages of the A-Gross Bill is take out the sections that we have either funded in Senate Bill 5548 or those sections for which no funding is allocated at this point, and that is specifically the Criminal Justice Commission funding for the Juvenile Crime Prevention Plan and the Alcohol and Drug Treatment and Prevention Program funding, which is to be included in House Bill 5029, not in which is not in this committee. And then we would insert $9.5 million in the line that is funding the basic services in the Oregon Youth Authority, which is the amount that is in the co-chair's budget at this point for that line item.
I appreciate the fact that we now have to spread out for all to see the A22 amendments, which I've had some involvement with, as well as the A16 amendments, which I've had some involvement with. I would hope that the folks in the community will have some time to review those and comment on them. And I also mentioned that I'm particularly concerned about the funding level of $9.5 million
I understand the tight situation that we're in, and I'm hoping that the seizing of a little bit of time might mean that some adjustments might be possible. I'm just expressing that concern publicly, as I certainly understand the constraints we're operating under because of the demand of those who are advocating more money for K-12 education, and also the desire of some to reduce expenditures or reduce taxes. I mean, all this is in one big mix. But when I look at all the juvenile crime prevention and intervention programs that are being proposed, as we work our way through this process, I became convinced that the $30 million package was a reasonable package for a strong start. I can see some adjustments, but leaving at about a third of the original model is a concern. At the same time, I want to explain that the A22 amendments are designed to focus how money is expended. That's my diplomatic way of describing it. And the second part of those are really a mild version of some language I had before about equity for young women. The concern is that we make sure that we're aggressively seeking out young women. The unfortunate analogy I've used sometimes is that while young men strike out at others, young women strike at themselves, and it may be the self-inflicted wounds that is how they reflect their need for help, and because of that, they're not considered, quote, dangerous to others, and they receive less in the way of services. This is page 2 of the Dash A22 Amendment contains some language designed to, again, reinforce the notion that we should be pushing more towards understanding that and the programs that we provide. I also recognize, I'll say quickly, that we do have other social service programs that probably emphasize women at the expense of young men. Whether it's right or wrong, that's what's happening in terms of what I'll call the pregnancy programs, the services for young mothers. But I see those as a different kind of program, and just looking at this category, I would encourage us to consider focusing more on some more equity in funding. I'd add, too, that if the A16s are presented, I understand the concern of the folks with the federal Head Start and the Oregon pre-kindergarten program of being included under the listing of the Department of Education for fear that somehow they suddenly be grouped in with that, and I'm sensitive to that and certainly willing to see that particular language taken out because we want to talk about early childhood programs and early intervention in a generic sense and not necessarily focus on those programs. But I do think it's important to have some specific audit language. We do so many fluffy audit directions. I served on Ways and Means for 2 full terms, and we always got off the hook on a lot of things by saying, well, we should have an audit, a performance audit. And we would never tell the audit, not never, but we usually didn't tell the audit people what we're looking for. And here we're saying, go out there, sift through these programs, look carefully at what's going on, and focus on what they're trying to achieve. And yes, we've got some fluff language in here, too, so that you don't avoid covering a whole range of programs. But I think it's important to be pretty precise today about what we're looking for, but also to provide the funds for the audit. It's fine to say do an audit, but if you don't fund it, that's another story. So I just wanted to explain that for the rest of the world as well as for the committee. And hope that we would consider these approaches as ways of making us rethink how we're delivering programs and services. Maybe we'll come up with even better ideas in the future. And with that, I will stand silent. Thank you.
Pledge?
Oh. Yeah, I'll take the pledge, Mr. Chair.
Hey,
5 minutes.
Hey, if Cruz can take the pledge, put smoking on the floor today.
My God. Let me stand at recess for just 1 second. Don't get up. I'm asking.
Sliding over your scene. Okay.
Back in session.
You had a good nap?
Yeah.
Let's have a staff report on the conceptual fiscal amendments.
The conceptual fiscal amendments, again, reflect what has happened in Senate Bill 558, the pieces in the eating growth bill that had blanks in them for funding the various programs in the Commission and Children and Families are all to be taken out at this point because that's taken care of in Senate Bill 5548. The language allocating funds to the Criminal Justice Commission would be amended out of the bill because at this point there is no funding for those. We would add the $9.5 million for the basic services in OIA and remove the appropriations for alcohol and drug treatment prevention programs because that's to be taken care of in the Department of Human Resources budget bill. There's to be $10 million in that bill as a combination of general funds and federal funds towards A and B expenses.
Mr. Chairman, I move the technical amendments as is proposed by LFOS.
Representative Mannix has moved amending Senate Bill 555 as outlined by staff and enumerated on in point two of the memorandum dated July 9, 1999 from the Legislative Fiscal Office. Any discussion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, I move the bill as amended to the whole committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Mannix has moved Senate Bill 555 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, as you may have noticed, I didn't move the official amendments that I had drafted or that we had drafted that were in front of us. The message I get through the grapevine is that the governor's office doesn't like this kind of direction. I would have to say that part of the trade-off seems to be that the governor's office itself is going to have to look at some of the funds that are available elsewhere to get to the level of funding that really ought to be in here to make this program, these programs, work. The 9.5, in my view, the 9.5 million is not adequate. And the reality is if we put the firewalls in, it's very hard then to get the funds from elsewhere. If the firewalls, if I call them that, or pumpers or buffers are not there, it's easier to get the funds from elsewhere. My own view is that long term, that's not a good way to go in terms of policy. I think that we should be more definitive about how we fund these programs and look for the results, look for accountability, and focus on the programs that are getting us there. But I also recognize that we're in transition here. The rest of 555, I think, has got some excellent, outstanding policy in it. And with that in front of us and that opportunity in front of us, I don't want to lose that opportunity. So I'd invite my friends who are handling juvenile issues to be the path to the governor's office to make sure that the necessary accommodations are made and the greater scheme of things to make sure that there is the money necessary to do this job. And I will accommodate my colleagues in their desire to accommodate the governor's office, and I will go along with it.
Appreciate your comments, Representative Mannix. I think if we all work very collaboratively on this bill, 555 may become one of the stellar pieces of legislation to come out of this session.
Okay. Senate Bill 555 has been, as amended, has been moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Any dissension? Seeing none? Senate Bill 555 is moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. We need carriers.
I'll carry it on the House side. Senator Chin, would you like to carry it in the floor?
Senator
Bryant would probably want to carry it in on the Senate side.
Great.
Okay. Any further business, County Court of Committee? We are adjourned.
Yeah.